Saturday of Easter Week, Office of Readings. O God, come to our assistance. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Proclaim his triumph, heaven and earth, for Christ is risen, as he said, the crucified, the living God, who dwelt 3 days among the dead. Christ died for us in bitter shame, but now he lives in power and might. His fire unquenched, his vital flame, fills all the world with joy and light. The uncreated Father prays his living and unconquered Son, who with the Spirit reigns supreme, triumphant Trinity in one. The Lord is great, and his greatness is without measure. Alleluia. Psalm 144. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name for ever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name for ever. The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured. Age to age shall proclaim your works, shall declare your mighty deeds, shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works. They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might. They will recall your abundant goodness. Age to age shall ring out your justice. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is great, and his greatness is without measure. Alleluia. The Lord has revealed the glorious splendor of his reign. Alleluia. Psalm 144, continued. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign. Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord has revealed the glorious splendor of his reign. Alleluia. Let all men bless your holy name for ever. Alleluia. Psalm 144, continued. The Lord is faithful in all his words, and loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all who fall, and raises all who are bowed down. The eyes of all creatures look to you. You give them their food in due time. You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live. The Lord is just in all his ways and loving in all his deeds. He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts. He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them. The Lord protects all who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name for ever, for ages unending. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let all men bless your holy name for ever. Alleluia. God raised Christ from the dead, alleluia, so that we should have faith and hope in God. Alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter, Chapter 4. My dear people, you should not think it unaccountable that you should be tested by fire. There is nothing extraordinary in what has happened to you. If you can have some share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. It is a blessing for you when they insult you for bearing the name of Christ, because it means that you have the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God, resting on you. None of you should ever desire to suffer for being a murderer, a thief, a criminal, or an informer. But if any one of you should suffer for being a Christian, then he is not to be ashamed of it. He should thank God that he has been called one. The time has come for the judgment to begin at the household of God, and if what we know now is only the beginning, what will it be when it comes down to those who refuse to believe in God's good news? It is hard for a good man to be saved. What will happen to the wicked and to sinners? So even those whom God allows to suffer must trust themselves to the constancy of the Creator and go on doing good. Now I have something to tell you, elders. I am an elder myself, and a witness to the sufferings of Christ, and with you I have a share in the glory that is to be revealed. Be the shepherds of the flock of God that is entrusted to you. Watch over it, not simply as a duty, but gladly, because God wants it. Not for sordid money, but because you are eager to do it. Never be a dictator over any group that is put in your charge, but be an example that the whole flock can follow. When the chief shepherd appears, you will be given the crown of unfading glory. To the rest of you, I say, do what the elders tell you, and all wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other, because God refuses the proud and will always favour the humble. Bow down, then, before the power of God now, and he will raise you up on the appointed day. Unload all your worries onto him, since he is looking after you. Be calm but vigilant, because your enemy, the devil, is prowling round like a roaring lion, looking for someone to eat. Stand up to him, strong in faith, and in the knowledge that your brothers all over the world are suffering the same things. You will have to suffer only for a little while. The God of all grace, who called you to eternal glory in Christ, will see that all is well again. He will confirm, strengthen, and support you. His power lasts for ever and ever. Amen. I write these few words to you through Silvanus, who is a brother I know I can trust, to encourage you never to let go this grace of God to which I bear witness. Your sister in Babylon, who is with you among the chosen, sends you greetings. So does my son Mark. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ. Responsory based on 1 Peter 4. If you can have some share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. Alleluia. Happy are you when people hate you on account of the Son of Man, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. Alleluia. A reading from the instruction to the newly baptized at Jerusalem. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and handed it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body. And taking the cup and giving thanks, he said, Take and drink, this is my blood. Since then, Christ himself clearly described the bread to us in the words, This is my body. Who will dare henceforward to dispute it? And since he has emphatically said, This is my blood, who will waver in the slightest and say that it is not his blood? So let us partake with the fullest confidence that it is the body and blood of Christ. For his body has been bestowed on you under the figure of bread, and his blood under the figure of wine, so that by partaking of Christ's body and blood you may become one body and blood with him. This is how we become bearers of Christ, since his body and blood spreads throughout our limbs. That is how, in the blessed Peter's words, we become partakers of the divine nature. Christ once said in conversation with the Jews, Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. They were scandalized, because they did not interpret his words spiritually. They retreated from his presence, thinking he was exhorting them to cannibalism. Even in the Old Testament there were loaves of the presence, but since they belonged to the old dispensation, they have come to an end. But in the New Testament the bread is of heaven, and the chalice brings salvation, and they sanctify the soul and the body. For as the bread relates to the body, so the word harmonizes with the soul. Do not then regard the bread and wine as nothing but bread and wine, for they are the body and blood of Christ, as the Master himself has proclaimed. Though your senses suggest otherwise, let faith reassure you. You have been taught and fully instructed that what seems to be bread is not bread, though it appears to be such to the sense of taste, but the body of Christ. That what seems to be wine is not wine, though taste would have it so, but the blood of Christ. That David was speaking of this long ago when he sang, "Bread strengthens the heart of man, that he may make his face glad with oil." So strengthen your heart by partaking of that spiritual bread, and gladden the face of your soul. May you unveil it with conscience undefiled, and reflect the glory of the Lord, and pass from glory to glory in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be honor, power, and glory, for ever and ever. Amen. A responsory from Luke 22. Jesus took some bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this as a memorial of me." Alleluia. When your children ask you, "What does this ritual mean?" you will tell them it is the sacrifice of the Passover of the Lord. Do this as a memorial of me. Alleluia. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and the earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people with your precious blood. Come, we implore you, to our aid. Grant us, with the saints, a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord God, you increase and multiply your faithful by your abundant gift of grace. Look now on your chosen people, and clothe forever in the garment of eternal life all those who have been reborn in baptism. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.